All right, this is Lottie Squeaks doing the 10-question Thanksgiving questionnaire for GWA Backstage. Thanks to your little sweat for putting this together. Here goes. Okay, let's see. Question number one, food. Turkey, tofurkey, ham, or Taco Bell, what's on your Thanksgiving table? Are you traditional or starting the new wave of Chinese takeout for Thanksgiving? I would like Chinese food. That sounds really good right now. God damn. But we go the traditional route. We could do turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, several different kinds of vegetables that I can't remember off the top of my head. I know we usually have carrots and cauliflower, and yeah, I can't remember what else right now. And obviously gravy. Okay. Around the table, you can have anyone alive at your Thanksgiving dinner, Barack Obama, Jennifer Lawrence, a certain GWA member. Tell us who would be stuffing their face around your table this year. I would like my shadow gent, my boyfriend, that is, in case you didn't know. And I would also like perhaps his family. Because that would be really cool if I could, see them for Thanksgiving or have our families get together. Because I really want his parents to meet my parents. I do. I think that would be fun. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Pie. Are you a diehard apple pie connoisseur? Is it sacrilege to eat something other than pumpkin? Are you the weirdo who brings cake to Thanksgiving? Does this question not apply to you because you're an alien? Okay. This is question number three. Let's see. Okay. For Thanksgiving, we have three different kinds of pie. We have apple, we have pumpkin, and we have chocolate pie that my uncle makes. My dad usually makes the apple pie. And lately, the last couple of years, he's also been doing the pumpkin pie too. But I used to be really huge pumpkin pie fan when I was younger, but as I've gotten older, the texture of it has just started to really skeeve me out, so I can't really eat pumpkin pie anymore without like having gross texture issues in my mouth, and that pisses me off. But I do like apple pie. I usually eat some apple pie for dessert with vanilla ice cream. And the kind of pie we usually make has like the bottom crust and then the filling and the top crust. But I also like the kind of apple pie that has crumbles on top instead of a second crust. That's good too. Alcohol! Shots! No, psych. What's more American than beer and football? Haha, are you a hard cider fan? 20 years sober, that cousin who always drinks too much? Let us know what you're drinking or not this holiday season. I can do apple cider once in a while. I don't know if I've done hard cider, but I will drink like apple cider once in a while. I don't really drink. I'm not really an alcohol person, so I guess this question doesn't apply. Of note, the only alcohol I really enjoy is like a strawberry daiquiri every now and then. And that's not really a Thanksgiving drink. Anywho, number five, you assume power in your country and get to make up your very own holiday. What is it? A holiday dedicated to you? Dirty audios? Beards? When is it and how do you celebrate? I would take a Friday to Monday, 4-day period, and declare that national hibernation. And I would, I would. Shut down everything so that everybody could sleep as much as they want for 4 days. I don't know when in the year it would be. I just know it would be a Friday to Monday, 4 day affair. I think I would also like to. I had another idea for this, but I lost it. Fuck. Anyway. Holiday sex. Romantic, inevitable because it's cold, overrated just like any other sex. Eyeing that turkey kinda hard, aren't we? No, we are not. Do not fuck the turkey. Hang on, my mom's coming up to bed. Anywho, okay. Holiday sex. Question number six. Don't fuck the turkey. I think it would be like ordinary sex, but with more blankets and with more sentimentality and cuddles afterwards. Unless we're all in a food coma after having like stuffed our faces. yeah. Black Friday, Satan's asshole for workers, a decent way to save money. Tell us if you're going to be lining up at the cash register or watching the sheeple from a live feed on your couch. I will be doing neither. I will probably spend Black Friday. Okay, assuming that nobody wants to get together with me on Black Friday, I will probably spend most of it on Flight Rising or doing homework. I have like a couple of small assignments left, and I have, this week is Rockbreaker Ceremony, which is the Earth Flight Festival. The last week of every month is a elemental holiday on Flight Rising. Flight Rising is a dragon breeding pet site. It's like Neopets, but you make dragons fuck. just in case you didn't know. And if you're interested in it, I'll let you know when there's another registration window. Anywho, yeah. Detour. Black Friday. Think going shopping on Black Friday would not be for me. I also think that I would like to reinstate my family tradition of putting up a fake Christmas tree on Black Friday, and decorating it with all the ornaments from my childhood, like my baby's first Christmas ornaments, and my Winnie the Pooh ornaments, and my Scooby-Doo ornaments, and Harry Potter, and other shit like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We used to do that when I was younger, but we haven't in a few years. Number eight, Flash Challenge. Mom, go to bed. Okay, you have a turkey baster, two cans of cranberry sauce, and a diet of marshmallows. Integrate those three items into a very mini sexy audio in 3, 2, 1. I'm not going to attempt to actually voice act a sexy audio with that kind of shit. But I can tell you what I would do is I would use the two cans of cranberry sauce for sound effects. I would use the marshmallows for a gag, like Chubby Bunny style, and I would use the turkey baster as a spanking implement. Number nine, best in audio. As the year winds down, let's take a look back at our dirty audios. Tell me what audios from the past year, or however long you've been here, have stood out as your favorites, which have withstood the test of time in your mind. Let's see. So, I like all the Spanking Challenge audios that I've listened to. Those are some of my favorites. I really like hearing the responses to CB's Spill It questionnaire. And let's see, I really also like Up and Coming by Raven Fox and Bare Naked. I really enjoy that series. It makes me very, very happy. And it was an honor to be mentioned in it and stuff. And I feel very loved because they have made me feel very loved. As for ones that I've done. I am partial to my Halloween one, The Doll's Curse. That was a tough one to crank out. So I think that might be one of my favorites of mine. Number 10, finally, in the vein of expected and cheesy questions, who on the subreddit, GWA, or in life are you grateful for in the holiday spirit? Let's give some love. I am grateful for basically everybody on here who has become my friend. I'm grateful for the group of people who participated in the event that got ShadowJet to join. I'm thankful for Raven and Bear for being so welcoming and loving to newbies, and for getting me and ShadowJet some exposure and being super cool people. And I'm obviously grateful for ShadowJet and the opportunity that I'm going to have to see him in a few weeks. I'm going up to visit him in December, and I'm so excited. It's not even a whole month away. I'm stoked. And that's it. Thanks for listening.